Yeah. Okay. Lil CC on a beat. Yeah. I mean, where the fuck should I really even start? I got hoes that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my niggas cross the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead, thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I can tell they ass apart. I got big packs coming on the way. I got big stacks coming out to save. I got Lil Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in a grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple niggas in a place. Really just lapped every nigga in a race. I really might tap realest nigga on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to save hoes with a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. I was on top when that shit meant a lot. Still on top like I'm scared of the drop. Still on top and these niggas wanna swap. Niggas wanna swap like a sauce in a Watts. I don't wanna change cause I'm good where I'm at. Mob tie, so I'm always good where I'm at. Word of Junior, Jazzy, Baby J. Tell him when I die, put my money in a crack.
Couple figures, kill a skull and collect. She fuck a nigga, then she on to the next. Really living large, she in awe with a Mac. When you niggas thinking small in a mall with a rat. Roll with us if you really wanna get it. Go get a half a million in a Sprinter. Phone ringing, bitches know a big tipple. I got the hookup and there really no limit. Dead broke is in you nigga DNA. Ricky Smiley syndicated with the yay. Lil nigga just another state case. Bury my motherfucker Chase Bank, time to bounce. Gotta count on my allowance. You niggas stitching, so I gotta rewrite it. A nigga dripping like I got $1 zillion. Got the trap jumping like Zion when I rebound. Then I'm out. And I never talk about it. The homie squad, but we all smoke the loudest. Rich niggas and I'm really being modest. Cause the way I do my deals, never treated like an artist. Want the house. You could DM my account. My DM six figures and I'm counting. 9 figures was the goal till I hit it. These niggas ain't living, so bury mine with me. Ross got it.
When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple niggas in a place. Really just lapped every nigga in a race. I really might tap realest nigga on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to save hoes with a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you.
Verbose.xyz. Rocking and rolling for the 25th time, coming at you live tonight on this beautiful Wednesday. I am the host, the mad scientist, Miles Lowroad, and I am joined by my man, Crafter, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka Black Jesus, aka 2-for-1 at RB Special. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
Actually, I almost forgot about your most recent nickname, which would be Saggy Nuts. But Saggy Sack. Saggy sack.
That's saggy right. Sacks.
Yeah. It's all about the Saggy Sacks in the house. If you're joining us for the first time, we are verbose, verbosing verbosely, the verbosity of being verbose. It's all about that conversation. Please join us on our many platforms. We're here on DTube, YouTube, Twitch, and we also upload to other sites at later dates, including DTube. I meant to say DLive on streaming earlier. Sorry about that. Including DTube, YouTube as well, and BitChute. Definitely hit us up.
Yeah, or join the Discord, fucking post pictures of dicks or titties or memes or whatever the fuck. Cuss people out, be racist, whatever you like doing.
We were testing out the music bot that we're using for the show now and realized that, oh, wait a minute. There's a rule 34 command, so fuck it, let's do this, right?
Some tits, some Smurf tits.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's the first thing you looked up, right?
Yeah, it was the first thing, rule 34 Smurfs, you know, just from, you know, childhood trauma.
It's really funny, because that bot didn't show anything as far as rule 34 and Breaking Bad was concerned. I was very... I was very disappointed with that.
I was too.
But you,
I could find it using DuckDuckGo or fucking Google Images, but for some reason the bot couldn't find it. So it must be some sloppy Python programming in there.
Right, exactly. They need to up their game, you know. The music bot's pretty good. It's basic. It works. The music part sections of it works fine, you know. Displays everything nicely. Works adequate, you know. But then you look into some of the other features and it's like, okay. Okay, then. More complete bots out there for sure. But using Pancake for now because it's easy. It works. It's cheap and easy. It's all about that cheap and easy. Just like my life. Cheap and easy.
Just like your mom.
Yeah, my life isn't cheap and easy. My life is expensive and hard.
Just like my dick. What?
Your dick is not expensive.
Cheers, pretty cheap. It is hard, yeah. Though. It is hard, though.
Like 2.5 inches hard. But you can fucking nail nails into boards with it.
Yeah.
Which, that's the important part. Exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, a lot going on in the world lately. A pending apocalypse, martial law, and impending doom upon all of us. Identity politics are just, you know, washing over all of us, controlling us, trying to brainwash us. And, yeah, then we have the left and right paradigm trying to lull us into the false sense of security that the government actually cares. This has all been going on forever, but seems to be coming to some sort of, like, fruition. It's like the white head that needs to be popped, you know? That's what it feels like as we ever approach 2020.
And have you been watching any of the conspiracy channels on the new latest things, like with Jeffrey Epstein and stuff?
I don't think I have. Well, what have you been hearing?
I mean, it's on 4chan and conspiracy channels and stuff. They're saying that Bill Clinton was arrested on July 26th and brought to a secret location, and that Hillary Clinton is hiding in Germany and is refusing to come back. I don't think any of this is verified in any way, but it's pretty crazy that people are reporting this.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Bill Clinton comes out with a quick statement to the public. I didn't do anything on the Lolita Express. Runs away, gets arrested. That would be fucking beautiful.
Yeah. And Jeffrey Epstein, recently, they found him injured in his cell, with some, marks on his neck. And they don't know if it was suicide or if it was an attack. But they know, the day before he tried to off himself or someone tried to off him, he was served with more, paperwork showing, he raped a 15-year-old girl. So more charges are showing up to him. It looks like his trial is going to have over 1 million pages of evidence.
You're a millionaire, and it's like you're into drugs and drinking and partying, you know what I mean? Traveling, having all the expensive things, Maserati in the four-car garage with the badass house, you know what I mean? All the smart devices and shit. You become a billionaire, it's like now you're, exacting social control over countries and going on the Lolita Express and having sex with little boys. It's like, God, up in the ante. It's like middle class for life, you know what I mean? Just stay here, be content with your life, raise a family, and, pop out some kids and fucking, pass on your knowledge to the next generation. Or what, become super fucking rich, not know what to do with your money, and spend it extravagantly. Could you imagine, bro, think about the meager means that we exist in. Imagine having, a 25-bedroom house and, a 10-car garage and fucking, five stories to, go through, including underground ones in your...
And multiple in your... private islands.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
This time of the season... Yeah, right? This time of the season, I'm going to stay in Florida, and then this time of the season, I'm going to stay in Thailand. And then I'll do a short, 3-month stint in New York every year, whatever, what I mean?
And I'll buy a ranch outside of Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. And my title is a financier. What the fuck does that mean?
He pretty much had full control of, Victoria's Secret's books and finances, and the CEO's finances, and the founder's finances. He had, full control. He could write any amount he wanted out of Victoria's Secret. And now, suddenly, Victoria's Secret has canceled their show that they've been doing for years. There will not be a Victoria's Secret runway show this year. And conspiracy theorists, people are saying it's directly related to this whole Epstein case.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, when a company is so intimately tied with a figure that does something so egregious, it really affects the company for a short period of time. You know, like, I think the most recent example of that would probably be the whole Subway Jared paradigm.
Yeah, it pretty much led to, like, the crash of Subway.
Yeah, Subway is a shell of its former self. They had, like, John Lovitz and shit on there, you know? I mean, eat steak!
Yeah. And if you're, you know, like watching new YouTube shit, Business Insider just did a whole little video short, you know, like a short documentary on the rise and fall of Subway.
Just wow.
And talks about it specifically.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And how his pedophilia affected the company?
Yeah, and how they, you know, tried very hard to distance themselves as fast as possible.
Yeah. Maybe I'm mixing up my timeline here. The whole Jared Leto, is that who it was? Anyways, I think
an actor.
Yeah, exactly. The actor, exactly. Okay. What the fuck is his name? He was in The Critic. He was that character in The Critic. Because it's Jared from Subway, and then there's the big nose dude. Eat steak.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. Fuck, I just said it. Thank you. So So John, maybe I'm getting my timeline wrong. They like threw John Lovitz in there. Just in time to try to, like, kind of deter from the whole Jared thing.
Yeah, and brought out the $5 foot long, too.
Oh, word.
$5
gay moms. I wonder about that. Who was the... There was that football player, too, that was all up on that Subway shit, too, and the $5 foot long. Fitzgerald from Arizona. He was all up in that shit. Very interesting, bro.
But, I mean, that is an example, you know, the Subway distancing themselves from that. I mean, Victoria's Secret has not ever came out and, you know, distanced themselves from Epstein. You know, it seems like they just want to shut up and avoid press while this is in the press.
Yeah, I can see that. They also don't, they've never made that connection. You know, there's never really been that public connection between Epstein and Victoria's Secret until now.
Yeah, because that's how he made his money. That's who he managed. And it's just weird that they want to ignore the huge connections to multiple elite besides Trump and possibly Clinton. And they want to ignore all the other ones. There's a lot of other people out there that, you know, worked with him, went on trips with him, went on his plane. I mean, supposedly this is going to be a massive case if he lives to make it to the court.
Yeah. I mean, do you think someone that high power monetarily would end up killing themselves? Or is this happening? Is his injuries due to, because that kind of went dark. Were those injuries from himself or others? You know what I mean? I haven't heard anything. That story just kind of fizzled out.
And then there's also the kind of the legend that in conspiracy circles again, that he might have been an FBI informant for some time. And if that's true, it means he was an FBI informant under Mueller, just like Whitey Bulger was an FBI informant under Mueller, who, when he was finally caught, you know, after 18 years on the run, you know, was murdered in prison, you know, just suddenly was, you know, completely silenced after being FBI informant for over, you know, almost two decades.
He got sent to the Clinton Foundation in the sky?
The Clinton Foundation in the sky.
Yeah. Fuck. And we trust the government with our lives. Pshaw. Give me a fucking break.
But the Clinton stuff on the Spree channels is pretty interesting. Like, they're, you know, referring to, like, their Twitter accounts as evidence. I guess Chelsea just had a baby on the 25th, and then it's been, like, silence on all their Twitter accounts. Like, if you're a public figure and your child just had a baby, wouldn't you be posting pictures with it or something? Like, it's just, like, it's dead silence from all their accounts.
They might be sacrificing this one to Moloch.
Yeah, and also both Obamas recently unfriended Hillary on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Unfriended Hillary on Twitter.
They're no longer following Hill Dog.
Why? And is she going as Hill Dog?
Yeah. So, it's weird. It's weird fucking time. And conspiracies, you know, are really eating it up and ready to go, you know, full speed with it. But too bad the court moves very slowly.
No, but for real, like, they call Her Twitter handle is Hilldog.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Trying to be fucking hip, like it's like watching Elizabeth Warren drink a beer on a Periscope.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, Obama and Michelle are no longer following her on Twitter, which is kind of like showing, you know, them distancing themselves from her.
Right? Are you talking? You mean Michael and Barry?
Yeah, Michael. Michael, beautiful, beautiful penis in that dress.
Yeah, she got man hands too, man.
She was still the most beautiful first lady we've had in my lifetime.
In your lifetime, yes.
Even with the penis, like, still look better than fucking Barbara Bush.
Right. Are you on that tip too? Like, a blowjob's a blowjob?
Nah. Like, I'm not into stubble blowjobs, you know?
What about full-blown mustache blowjobs?
Well, you know, it's not stubble. No, fuck no, no.
No. What if you found out later? Like, you got a blowjob and then you found out later that it was a dude.
I mean, you know, it just makes my dick gay, not me gay.
Oh, right. Yes, indeed. It's like when you get a fever in your hand or your arm as opposed to your whole body.
Exactly, you know. Only my hand and my mouth and my asshole are gay.
Right. I think the only thing gay about you, Crafter, is your heart.
My gay heart. My gay, bleeding, gay liberal heart.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Gay, bleeding, liberal heart. I love it. Well, I have a cold, dead, conservative heart.
Yep. Cold, dead, conservative. Fuck the people. Just the profits. Screw the immigrants, because they brown.
No, bring the immigrants in and charge them exorbitantly less so that we could capitalize on their labor. Modern day slavery, right?
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right? Hell yeah. And then we can encourage the rest of America to go homosexual and break down the sanctity of the family, move in all these immigrants who then take over the majority. We vote in socialism and then we further take over. Eventually, our own ideas will die out with the former generation. Phase two, bring in the Muslims. Reinstitute some sort of social control through religious means.
How do you fix places like Baltimore?
How do you fix places like Baltimore? You're going to need a lot of rat traps. Maybe the Pied Piper. You might need the Pied Piper on that one. That's step one. Step two, tons of bleach and some sort of degreaser. And three, you just have to teach people how to fucking care about their surroundings, you know? We can't rely on the government to, like, do things for us, because obviously the city planning that the governor had, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck about that area. He misappropriated over $15 million in expenditures for Baltimore. And, and fuck the people there, right? As long as the politicians are getting their money and getting their payoffs, fuck everybody else. Let's just use the victimhood mentality to continue to get paid.
Damn, so you've been following the story pretty good. The latest updates, you know, is that Cummings, you know, the mayor of Baltimore, there are recordings of now the Fox News has of him calling the city drug infested and calling the residents who live there zombies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What? Really?
Yeah. It's
That's crazy.
Yeah, research video that you're like, of. It's just like, it's unfortunate that, like, everyone wants to call Trump out on this one, and more and more evidence stacks up on his side that it's not accusing, like, black people of ruining city. It's accusing this man of profiting off of a crumbling, broken city.
That's the crazy thing. Like, you could have the most corrupt president ever, and he still bring to light the corruption that has been festering in the United States for years.
Yeah.
For decades.
And I'm sure Democrats would say, you know, well, you know, even a broken clock is right two times a day.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But I think you hit the nail on the head, really, earlier this afternoon. We were talking about this, in that the Republicans are traditionally the party of rich assholes. Yet the Democrats want to convince the American people so desperately that they're not rich assholes as well.
Yeah.
But they are.
They are. They're elite. They're fucking living in mansions in 25-room, fucking 15-bathroom, 10-car garage mansions. They have, you know, drivers. They have security, armed security. They have the best health care that anyone could have in the world. And they're trying to act like, I'm one of you. I'm sticking up for the people. At least the Republicans, you know, have the decency to show, you know, we're living lavishly. We fucking make more money than all of you guys could have ever, you know, hoped to make. You know, at least, like, maybe it's being rubbed in your face, but it's not. You're not being lied to. The Democrats, I feel now, are just lying to you. They don't want to admit their status of luxury.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you could see that most egregiously with the Jihad Squad. Namely, our girl AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, from my homeland of Puerto Rico, mi borinquen querida. This fucking bitch comes in there saying that in 12 years, the whole world's going to end because the environment has been pushed that far, and all we can do now is to hope to mitigate this by changing our habits. Yet goes from being a bartender in the Bronx and, you know, taking public transportation to now, like, living in some of the fanciest places in New York, taking Uber everywhere, using Uber Eats as a service to actually do everything that they need to do for her very exclusive team of people who work for her, and not consider their, you know, spending of money and carbon footprint in this way. Like, what the fuck? Bernie Sanders, as much as I disagree with a lot of what he says, could at least come out there and be like, you know, I fucking walk to work every day. Fucking Joe Biden, you know, when he was vice president, he would take the train in. Like, these are, you know, practicing what you preach kind of shit, not just like, oh, the plebeians, they must do as I say. I will do differently because I deserve it. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
And in Joe Biden's defense, you know, he only took the train so he could smell little girls' hair.
Oh, fucking got him.
Fuck you, creepy Joe. Oh, my God. You creepy bastard.
Yeah, seriously, man. Fucking lay off the little girls, dude. Like, you know, it's gross. It's fucking gross. Bernie's been out of control this fucking, this whole debate cycle. I got a clip for you here.
That's pretty interesting. Cue this shit up. I want to hear some things. I want to be educated on issues. Things.
Yeah, you do. So yeah, check this shit out. Take a puff of this shit. Oh, what? Okay, I'm gonna have to do this a different way. I thought I could put the link in, but it's not gonna work that way.
Aww.
I'm gonna have to copy the title and do this. See what happens. It's such a shame, too, that this bot is only YouTube. Let's see what happens. Yeah, this is the one. Here we go. Comprehensive covers all healthcare. Turn this up a little bit. Senior citizens, it will finally
include dental care. Turn this up. Turn it up. Let's see.
Second of all.
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know when I wrote the damn bill.
Oh, get him, Bernie.
I wrote the damn bill. I know.
Get him, Bernie. Like, literally, that's his response. To people within his own party. You know what I mean? There's no compromise here.
Many of our union brothers and sisters,
socialism versus moderates,
up here are now paying high deductibles and co-payments. And when we do Medicare for all, instead of having the company putting money into health care, they can get decent wage increases, which they're not getting today.
Senator Sanders does not know all of the union contracts in the United States.
Do you think
States.
Businesses
I'm,
are going
to
do that?
To explain that these union members are losing their jobs. Their wages have been stagnant. The world is crumbling around them. The only thing they have
the
is possibly really good health care. And the Democratic message is going to be, we're going to go in, and the only thing you have left, we're going to take it, and we're going to do better. I do not think that's a recipe for success for us. It's bad policy, and it's certainly bad politics.
I think this guy's wrong because unions have it pretty good.
Hey, NBC News viewers, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking on that button down.
Click on this.
And digital exclusive.
Oh, fuck. Oops, I don't know what I just did.
It's okay. I muted the bot. That'll take
care of you. Phew, that was close. Okay. So, yeah, fucking, I feel like that it's so strange how the Democrats vie over unions as they vie over black people. You know, it's like, we got the union people, the real working class, and we got the black people. And then they say how bad union people got it, right? Like, they say how bad black people got it in a similar way. But union people tend to make, you know, $10 to $15 more an hour than people that are just, you know, on regular contracts or working directly for companies. Like,
that much more? And really?
I mean, look at Albuquerque, dude. Like, you're talking... The average pay at a union job for construction is 18 to 25, right? If you're a journeyman, you're making 35 to 50.
And they're only making like $8 an hour without shit, without a union? If they want to work like, on?
$8.65 probably starting wage for labor.
Fuck.
Right?
Mm-hmm. God
yeah.
damn.
I mean, you see that in manufacturing too.
We need more illegals. That's what we need.
More legals? Illegals.
We need more illegals. Because fuck, who wants to do that for that wage? Fuck.
Yeah. Indeed. And it's interesting because the way Bernie puts it is like, oh, well, if companies don't have to worry about, you know, paying insurance companies, then they can give their employees more hourly. Do you think that's ever going to fucking happen? I doubt
it. No. They will pocket those profits and just fucking stock will go up. If you want to get a raise, you better fucking invest.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the best bet for any person out there listening to the show or trying to come up financially or anything. You gotta fucking put yourself out there in such a way that you're making investments into your own future, into your own life. Because no company gives a fuck about you. You are a battery. You are an automaton. You are put there to serve a purpose and to make profits for that company. No one cares about you like you should. So. Go out there, fucking buy some crypto, get yourself some gold, fucking buy some stocks and shit, and, you know, create income streams for yourself. Otherwise, you're never going to come up. You ain't never going to come up. You're going to end up a debt slave and wanting to be fucking in a union so that another entity can take care of you. You got to take care of you. Ain't that right, Frank?
I don't know. I mean, I guess with modern unions, yes, that's what's happening. But the idea behind it was nice, you know, to protect workers' rights and collective bargaining for wages. But it's become so much overhead and now just the groups of unions that become businesses themselves that make hundreds of thousands per year just to, you know, did you follow the rules? Check. You know, did you pay people, you know, barely minimum? Check. And I think the unions have become almost just pointless. It's just another layer of bureaucracy for another person to get paid as a middleman. And
that is exactly right.
If they're no longer looking out for wages, we wouldn't have wage stagnation for the past 15 years if unions were looking out for wages.
And I truly wonder, where do those dues go, you know? Isn't it like $25 a month to,
yeah. Or more,
to be...
depending on union. Hmm. So yeah, I mean, all of it's just going into the salaries of the people running the union.
Hmm. God, that would be the gig right there, fucking... you know, be like a union officer somewhere high up within the collective.
I mean, and there are
the
other
secret society.
That are positive. I mean, I'm sure they have to put away money for legal fund. I'm sure they have to put away money for insurance. I'm sure they have to put away money for medical insurance and other funds for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but still, you know, hundreds of thousands going out in salaries, just like charities run, like the Red Cross or something like that. Like, these CEOs are making millions per year. Just to take your money and hand it to someone else.
Fuck. Yeah, right. But that seems to be the exchange of things in an economy. Like, even with loans and things like that. Like, the idea being that you trade hands based on these loans and these contracts and signatures. And then once you're locked into that loan and you're paying on that loan, it creates, like, you know, liquid assets that then you could use essentially as collateral to get into other things. But you got to be in the know, you know. People don't understand the whole credit scheme of capitalism. Instead, they end up, you know, getting stuck in major credit card debt based on things that don't really matter and assets that don't last, and rent their whole lives and just kind of fall into this place of, you know, consumption, cable TV, junk food, and fucking, just your, you know, your average like consumption of media, and get stuck in this sort of rut where you never educate yourself past the position that you're at. You never educate yourself past the place that you have in life, you know. I think that was something that was easier for people generations before us. It was like these were things that they were figuring out, and they're kind of a part of the club because they've always done that. They kind of developed the system. And that was never really passed on because I guess it's just too hard. It's just too complicated.
Maybe. They passed on the babiness. You know, they just wanted to take care of the generation after. Oh, we'll make it so their life's easier. And then they forgot how to live. Baby boomers forgot how to fucking make anything better and only learned how to take.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Don't you think, though, millennials are kind of similar in that way, where it's like stay at home with their parents for exorbitant amounts of years, yeah, never really get any sort of meaningful job?
Yeah, it's like a problem that's growing. It started with the boomers, and now it's become worse. And it's going to become even more worse. And it's going to become more worse until everyone's fucking Wally and fat as fuck and living in a chair, shitting and eating in the same place and just looking at the screen.
Huh. Couldn't be all bad, so long as you're pumped into the latest and greatest simulation. I mean, if you don't know that you're a fat fuck that's just, like, tied into shit, shitting and pissing and consuming, but in reality you think that you're part of this greater, you know, this greater nexus of information and family and connectivity and community and humanity, then you have a reason to live. If you have any inclination of your true self, maybe at that point it's time to pull the plug. Right? Like, when you think that, you know, like, as far as the simulation is concerned, like, if you knew that this wasn't real, you know, wouldn't you want out?
I would like a preview of the outside world. Like, if it's going into, like, Matrix, where there's, like, I have to eat fucking cream of wheat every day and, like, wear ripped clothes and live on some ship in the middle of sewers, you know what? Just leave me in. Just leave me in. I'd rather be a battery.
Yeah? Okay. All right. But instead, you're out and it's like this amazing technological advancement. You know, society has gotten as far as it possibly could, and you get to see the edges of a futuristic society.
Yeah, let me out. Let me out.
Yeah.
Get me out. Get me out.
Yeah.
Please. I know the aliens are listening, so maybe they, you know, will flip the switch and let me out.
Right? Isn't that fucking crazy, bro? He's sitting in 2019, and you can almost say that aliens are real.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more disclosure about, you know, things that they don't understand. Even the military doesn't understand. So there's probably aliens, and they're probably here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Speaking of aliens, did you watch any of the Democratic debates?
No, I try to avoid it, you know, because it doesn't matter. They all suck. They got rid of Yang gang for life.
Yang spoke up this evening. Yang actually got a little bit of a spot, but it's interesting because when Yang opens his mouth, it's almost like a broken record, you know? It's like... Yeah. You know, like Jill Stein, like she was cool and all, but there wasn't much substance there. You know, there wasn't much you could put into like a presidential election. Same thing with Yang. Yang's got one thing. You get $1,000. You get a living wage.
You get $1,000. Everybody get $1,000. You get $1,000. You get $1,000. Everybody get $1,000.
Exactly. Exactly. That's Andrew Yang's whole thing. And when asked about any question, it could be Affordable Care Act. He's like, well, you know, the idea of insurance. Oh wait, no. He was asked. What was he asked? He was asked about global warming. He was saying, "Well, you know, like it's if you look at the statistics of the United States, the United States is only responsible for about 15% of the total carbon footprint in the entire world, meaning that the responsibility lies elsewhere, and there's not much else we can do past what we've already done. Therefore, we might as well maintain and give power back to the people by giving them a living wage. He, like, turned it around and made sure that that's what it was about.
He's like, you know what? I'm Yang Gang, and I'll give these guys $1,000 worth of sunscreen a month. Boom! Yang Gang.
Yang Gang. Yang Gang. You think you're dying of cancer, skin cancer? Yeah. Well, we'll give you $1,000 a month, and you can take care of that at the dermatologist or your own goddamn self. Yang Gang.
Yang Gang. $1,000.
$1,000 make you holla. Yang Gang. Oh, by the way, all the white supremacists love me too. Yang Gang.
Yeah, I still wish Islet could win. I wish Islet would win. You know, I was bro, President Islet.
Bro, Islet had. I wish I could cue this up and find it, but I didn't go. I didn't prepare that well this time around. But fucking, I was in the car. You know, Fox News on the radio. They've been playing all the debates, and fucking, there's this beautiful moment where they're questioning Kamala Harris about the whole busing thing and her how she related to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's trying to say that she was on the same page as far as busing was concerned, and she was misinformed about him dealing with white supremacists and blah blah blah. And she was throwing the last punches at that dead horse known as Joe Biden, right? And then they turn to Tulsi Gabbard, and they're like, well, Tulsi Gabbard, we're under the impression that you have some interesting information about Harris on this matter. And she starts fucking breaking it down because I guess – so the thing about Harris is she comes from a prosecutor background, right? So she's known for several cases where there was an individual on death row. And she drug her feet and withheld evidence that prevented this person from being released. Yeah, who was eventually exonerated.
What? That bitch can't be president. What the fuck?
Right, dude? What was the other one? Tulsi Gabbard, she brought up a couple things of like, fuck you. Like, this is how you acted as a prosecutor. You have no right to do this, and you owe apologies to families. And oh, that's the other thing. She fucking brought up the idea, the thought that, that Harris had put out a statement once that she laughed about people who were arrested for marijuana charges, right?
Bitch.
Even though, yeah, exactly. Even though, you know, part of her talking points is like, you know, legalizing marijuana on a federal level, she still was participant in prosecuting people. And laughing that people could be imprisoned for marijuana charges. Tulsi Gabbard was bringing this shit up. The crowd was fucking cheering. Harris was looking a little bit smaller. And finally, we got a little, like, glimpse into Tulsi Gabbard, like, maybe getting recognized by more mainstream people.
Yeah, go Islet.
Go Islet.
But she's right. Like, someone who does that kind of shit shouldn't be president. You might as well just have fucking Donald Trump be fucking president again.
Right? Fucking Donald Trump, too, man. He'll tell you one thing and do another. You know, it's like, I'm a Republican. I believe in the Constitution. Yet, you want to ban fucking bump stocks? Yep. That doesn't sound like someone who really, like, believes in, you know, the Second Amendment.
Yeah, just reactionary. Mm-hmm. Doesn't, you know, ask for any kind of study or nothing. Just the first thing ever banned, just fully outright, with no buyback program. Just, you're illegal, you're a criminal now. First time ever. What a dick.
Right? And you just crumbled a whole portion of the market in the United States. You know, you just crumbled that. Like, the manufacturing involved in creating that. All of those casts and dyes, they're all now useless and furthermore illegal.
Yeah.
And those things cost thousands of dollars.
Or some like
probably
old
millions.
Like Vietnam vet who makes his living going gun show to gun show selling fucking shit like that. He probably had like 500 of them in stock. Cost him so much money. All he had to do is just toss that shit. He had no option to make his money back or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's even mm-hmm. anti-business for business.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And it hurt everybody from the, you know, the distributor to the manufacturer to, you know, the third party seller. And even the consumer, like at the manufacturing level, like again, like probably for a mold, it's probably several molds. And really expensive ones for specific parts and just manufacturing that. You're talking about probably over $1 million process just to buy into that process, you know?
Yeah.
And then fucking all of a sudden, like all this money that you invested in this, boom, gone, done. You better hope you fucking make other shit.
With
you know?
No research or fucking, you know, looking into the impact that would cause. And even mm-hmm. Would it show even, you know, make the environment safer? I mean, we had another shooting in California just days ago. I mean, did the lack of bump stocks fucking make it less lethal?
Right. Aren't guns, like, illegal in California mostly?
Yeah. That didn't even help either. This guy bought a gun in Nevada and then fucking took it into California. You know, like, so, I mean, I'm not trying to advocate for stricter gun laws in Nevada, but, you know, if more people were able to defend themselves in California and weren't willing to break the law like this guy, you know, I mean.
Shit. Nevada has a lot of things correct, you know, like, looking more at a healthy idea of prostitution, legalizing marijuana, you know what I mean? Making it illegal to trust for marijuana on employment drug tests. Like, fuck yeah, Nevada. California, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you have one of the craziest, you know, out of control homeless epidemics ever, you know? You have a massive inflationary economy where only people who work in big tech and make, you know, six figures can actually survive there.
You still have gang violence. You still have shootings daily, and even with your strict laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't stop it. I think that Texas more has it right in terms of gun control, in that the put guns in the hands of people that are responsible and use them for proper purposes, you know? I think that should be the case all over the United States. I think that we should all have the right to defend ourselves, especially when faced with super dangerous areas. It could be the difference between that area being taken over by criminals or vigilantes. I'll take vigilantes any day.
What do you think about the possibility of like increased licensing, like forcing someone to take a shooting test to be able to have a gun, like a driver?
I think that's awesome. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with the involvement of third party entities that make gun education more readily available and necessary for gun ownership. I think that's great. I think that it's good to track who has their hands on guns. If for anything, you know, so that if they get stolen, it's easy to track these things. I don't, however, think that the government should be in control of who has what guns, and this is what education is there. I think that this is something that should be promoted on, I don't know, maybe getting the NRA involved in this or something like that, you know, some sort of third party entity that could act as a liaison so that it's not the part of the, to me, I feel that part of the Second Amendment is to protect yourself from a tyrannical government. What government wants its people to have that kind of control, you know? Certainly not our government this day and age. So to put this idea of like licensure and passing classes directly into the hands of the government, I think is wrong. You see this in certifications in tech. Like we can create third party entities that validate the use of guns amongst civilians, as you would say. But again, the government being involved in that, I don't think so.
I mean, like, if you have to drive a car, you have to prove to the state government that you know how to function and how to drive a car. I mean, to get a license, you have to sit down with a person who works at the DMV and show them you know how to drive a car. I mean, should it be, you know, you don't think a model like that would work for gun ownership?
I don't know.
By state law, possibly, instead of by the federal government?
Yeah, okay, statewide, and allow for third-party companies, much like MVD Express in the United States, in New Mexico,
exactly.
To exist.
It could be an option. You know, it would be a department of the state that oversees licensing for their state.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That could work.
And the Second Amendment does, you know, mention, you know, a well-regulated militia. And I don't feel like they should be able to define how big a militia is. Is it a one-man thing? Is it 500 men? Is it 1,000 men? Who knows how big a militia is? But well-regulated, I mean, I feel that should just be like, you know, licensed to show they know how to use the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. I see that. I can see that. But I also think that, you know, there's a difference between driving and defending yourself. Like, I feel like driving isn't an unalienable right, you know. It's a privilege. Whereas being able to defend yourself should be a human right. So I think there is a difference there.
So at what point of transportation is freedom still? Like, is riding a horse a privilege?
Yeah.
Is walking a privilege?
I mean, to a certain extent, yes.
But having a firearm is a right and not a privilege?
Yes. It's a right, not a privilege.
But walking is not.
That's correct. Walking would be the lesser of the transportation privileges, but it would be a privilege. Much like, you know, you have a right to live, right? But you don't have a right to live healthily. It's a privilege to live healthily.
See, it just seems so baffling to me. I'm like, you're saying,
awesome.
Like, yeah, I have the right to, like, how would I get a gun and get bullets if I didn't have the right to at least walk to the location to buy these things?
What if you don't have legs?
Then I could roll over there.
Okay, but if you don't have legs, does that make you less valuable and less worth protecting?
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about in the terms of transportation. You know, like you're saying that the driving is just a privilege. Like, but if that's the main form of transportation in this world, is it really? If there's, you know, just as many cars as there is people, like, is it really a privilege? Or is it kind of a requirement for modern life?
I don't know if it's a requirement. I mean, there's plenty of people that get along without it or get along with minimal, you know? Like in India, you know, a three-person, you know, a family vehicle there is like a motorcycle, yeah. You know?
They also don't have the right to guns.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a right that everyone should have.
Guns. They, you know, they make them in backwood metal shops and stuff.
In India?
And zip tie shotguns and stuff like that with PVC pipe and metal pipes.
Oh, interesting. I've seen the zip guns in Europe.
Yeah.
Where they essentially are repurposing airsoft guns and changing the lower to be able to fire like 22. There is that. And then obviously there's you know, Afghanistan and the massive gun trade, underground gun trade there, and the ability to recreate weapons that are even made in the United States. That shit's fucking crazy. what would you rather have, like a Russian AK or one that was made in Afghanistan?
An Afghanistan one.
Fuck yeah, same, dude. Like, fucking stamped like Kalashnikov, but it was totally a knockoff from some fucking, you know, Muslim slave with his tongue cut off.
I want it like signed, yeah, by like Baba Ali.
Right? Fucking Mo Mohammed Mo.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I'll cherish it. I won't even fire.
Omar Muhammad Jihad.
Shout out to Afghanistan. Hook it up with AK.
Yeah, shout out to Afghanistan. Also, shout out to the Jihad Squad. You guys fucking make politics even more professional wrestling-like. And it seems like every single fucking presidential candidate now is just going off the deep end left, urging us to get... that we need to have Medicare for all, including illegal immigrants.
Yep.
And we also need to, you know, fucking tax the fuck out of everybody, including the middle class. Just give it all to the poor. Give it all to the poor. You know, I feel like...
If they win, it's a good time to become poor. Just give it all away. Or send it all to fucking the Cayman Islands or wherever fucking is, you know, off the fucking record. And just be poor. And just take in all the fucking awesomeness.
Take it in.
Yeah.
Breathe
in.
Put
all your money in Bitcoin and say you're poor. You know? Do it. Do it. Make the move.
Right. Make that move. Fucking put all that money in Bitcoin. Do it. I don't think so, though. Not in Bitcoin. Fuck no. Fucking, I don't even know who this Tim Ryan guy is, but NBC seems to hate him. You know, there's all these clips of all the other candidates going up against this guy. I got this really nice one of your girl, Tulsi Gabbard, going up against this asshole.
Oh, shit, you got a clip, huh? I like clips.
Yeah, you like clips? Let's play this one here. Oh, fuck. This is Tulsi Gabbard retorting to Tim Ryan and their spar on Afghanistan. Let's see how this turns out.
Claimed responsibility for killing two American service members in Afghanistan. Leaders as disparate as President Obama and President Trump have both said that they want to end U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, but it isn't over for America. Why isn't it over? Why can't presidents...
And I feel like
very different
Tulsi Gabbard is the only one talking about this.
And how could you?
I appreciate that question. So I've been in Congress 17 years. And 12 of those years, I've sat on the Armed Services Committee, either the Defense Appropriations Committee or the Armed Services
Committee. Fuck yourself,
bro. And the lesson that I've learned over the years is that you have to stay engaged in these situations. Nobody likes it. It's long. It's tedious.
That's what he learned.
But right now we have, so I would say we must be engaged in this. We must have our State Department engaged. We must have our military engaged to the extent
we need
to be.
He sounds like any warmonger.
But the reality of it is this president doesn't even have people appointed in the State Department to deal with these things, whether we're talking about Central America, whether we're talking about Iran, whether we're talking about Afghanistan. We've got to be completely engaged. And here's why. Because these flare-ups distract us from the real problems in the country. If we're getting drones shot down for $130 million because the president is distracted, that's $130 million that we could be spending in places like Youngstown,
to
Ohio,
life?
Or Flint, Michigan, or rebuilding.
Congresswoman Gabbard, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, actually, to jump off what he said. He described engagement as the problem.
You will tell the parents of those two soldiers who were just killed in Afghanistan, well, we just have to be engaged. As a soldier, I will tell you that answer is unacceptable. We have to bring our troops home from Afghanistan. We are in a place in Afghanistan where we have lost so many lives. We've spent so much money, money that's coming out of every one of our pockets, money that should be going into communities here at home, meeting the needs of the people here at home. We are no better off in Afghanistan today than we were when this war began. This is why it's so important to have a president and commander-in-chief who knows the cost of war and who's ready to do the job on day one. I am ready to do that job when I walk into the Oval Office. Thank you very much.
Listen, I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to go down the line here. Well,
that's
you know what? You felt like she was in front of you 30 seconds ago.
Good man.
Fair enough.
I appreciate that.
I hear what you're saying.
I would just say I don't want to be engaged. I wish we were spending all this money in places that I've represented that have been completely forgotten and we were rebuilding. But the reality of it is, if the
places that I represent that we've forgotten,
the Taliban will grow and they will have bigger, bolder terrorist acts.
We must take on the Taliban.
Some present there.
The boogeyman will grow.
They were there long before we came in. They'll be there long before we
exactly.
leave.
Well,
we can't have U.S. troops deployed to Afghanistan thinking that we're going to somehow squash this Taliban that has been there, that every other country that's tried.
I didn't say squash them. When we weren't in there, they started flying planes into our buildings. So I'm just saying right now, we have...
The Taliban didn't attack us on 9/11. Al-Qaeda did.
Well, I understand.
She corrected him.
That's why I and so many other people joined the military to go after Al-Qaeda, not the Taliban.
The Taliban finish up 10
was
seconds.
Protecting those people who were plotting against us. All I'm saying is, if we want to go in to elections and we want to say that we got to withdraw from the world, that's what President Trump is saying. We can't. I would love
you know
for us to.
Who's protecting Al-Qaeda right now?
I want to go down.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh my God, fucking got him at the end there.
Hey, NBC News viewers, thanks for checking out our YouTube.
Fuck you. Here we go. But yeah, fucking got him at the end there. Like, what up, Saudi Arabia? Like, fucking cut from the same cloth, eh? Why are we fucking with, Assad and all, and like, these regimes in Syria when they're like legitimate armies and we're trying to radicalize them so we have a reason for infinite war. Yeah. This is how we've pumped out money for so long. And this is one of those fucking bastards that swamp creatures is trying to perpetuate that shit.
Yeah, he's just like, well, we have to keep going to war because we just don't know how to stop.
Right. That's essentially what he's saying. Yeah. And like that these lives are the cost of war, right? Like, I think this is the best way to present Tulsi Gabbard to the rest of America, is that she's anti-war. And you don't really see that very often in any of politics. Like, even with Trump saying, oh, we're going to keep conflicts, you know, at home. We're going to, you know, rather we're not going to involve in conflicts overseas. You know, that was quickly erased with the MOAB within 2016, you know, that he dropped on that bunker. And from there, it was like, fucking, my daughter Ivanka was heartbroken by the sarin gas attacks in Syria, so I had to do something. And it's just been nonstop since, you know.
And I feel like all these presidents, I mean, George W. Bush, you know, Obama, now Trump, all of them use the military as some kind of fucking flex. Like, oh, well, look, we can do this. We can retaliate in this way. And it's like, it's trying to play this world politics through threats and fucking through use of force, which we couldn't even fucking win Vietnam that way. Like, why do we think this is the way to manage world politics? Why do they fucking think this is acceptable? Why can't we not retreat to a more defensive position? Why cannot we use the CIA, this is spying for our own people, spying on these other countries and looking for legitimate threats and using fucking methods to eliminate that? In doing what we expect our government to do at the high level of function they're supposed to be.
Because we're not the police of the world. We're the intimidators of the world. It's this whole shock and awe campaign since fucking George W. Bush.
And we need to move to a smarter model. Like, a soldier's life shouldn't be used for political collateral.
Well, I dare say that civilians' lives shouldn't be used as a fear tactic to crumble governments to get the oil and money that we need. I mean, look at Obama administration and the numerous amounts of drone strikes that he had ordered, more so than any other campaign in history.
And current news is showing this past year that, you know, our forces have killed more civilians than the Taliban and fucking, you know, insurgents have in Afghanistan. We're losing it to that level now that we're killing more innocents than they are.
Wow. See, fuck. And yet, you know, in the past, we were willing to prosecute our own for doing such atrocities. Now it's just fucking commonplace. That's bullshit. And you know, that's a definite sign.
When you drop 15 bombs and one of them, you know, hit a school, who do you prosecute?
Right? Who do you prosecute when one hacker might have used a VPN from inside of Palestine, fucks up something in Israel, and then Israel bombs the fuck out of that whole building?
Yeah. The whole building. Boom. Like, it's this uneven idea of retaliation, and it's risking civilian lives, it's risking their military's lives, and it's like disregarding the value of human life for the idea of showing we have power, we're important, you know, instead of having the defensive position and trying to, you know, eliminate threats before they come to you, and not just by bullying control and destroying, you know, land and innocent lives for really no reason, because it's a non-existent threat at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I revisited that whole idea kind of brought by the Jihad Squad with BSD. I didn't really understand, or I'm sorry, BDS. I didn't really understand what BDS was until today. That's the whole idea of S is sanction. Fuck. I gotta look it up real quick. But it's the idea of, you know, not giving Israel props. Definition. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, known as BDS, is a Palestinian-led campaign promoting various forms of boycott against Israel until it meets what the campaign describes as Israel's obligations under international law, defined as withdrawal from the occupied territories, removal of the separation barrier in the West Bank, full equality for Arab-Palestinian citizens of Israel, and respecting, protecting, and promoting the rights of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes and properties. Literally on the bill floor, on the fucking on the floor for the Senate and the fucking the House to vote on, you know, during the whole government shutdown thing, this was the first thing to come up, was anti-BDS laws making it illegal for certain communications to be in place to talk shit about essentially Israel. If you talk shit about Israel in your political campaign and you choose not to support them, you can be affected. Your business can be affected. You as an individual can be affected. I think it's crazy that we can, you know, prop up one to just disregard another. And I think you've brought this up beautifully in the past, that our Constitution is something that maps out the human existence and unalienable rights to the human existence. And this, I thought in the past, or I thought that this idea, right, is why we have decided to fight all of these global wars, so that we could spread our ideas of the Republic to the rest of the world. But instead, it's like we hide behind what our forefathers put in front of us, so that we can then give up all the powers to the people that control all of the money, and then they could just use this as kind of their own puppet charade to throw it back in the faces of the people, and to take control of us, push the narrative, and, you know, fuck freedom, right? We're just going to do what we want, and we're going to enact this end of day scenario, this idea that Jesus is coming back and he's going to mark the times of the rapture, and everyone else is going to be here to fight and to duke it out. But there's so many religions thinking that they're the right, the way, the truth, and the light. It's a shame that communism it doesn't seem to work, because it does one thing right, and that removes the presence and validity of religion from its very makeup. One of the biggest flaws in our current state of government, the idea of Christianity being, or any religion being, the ultimate power over the state. Did I go too hard? You're right there.
Damn, hard. That was so hard.
Fucking BDS, dude. That's Miles's rant for tonight.
BDS. And I mean, the first set of those BDS laws have passed the House. The only 16 Democrats stood up against it, and one Republican. It's weird, and it's the first time that, they used to say that, you know, money equals speech, you know, for political reasons. But now all of a sudden, you're restricted with the money that you're allowed to, you know, remove from Israel's profit, and that's not speech anymore. And this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Mm-hmm. This is bullshit laws. This is a restriction on free speech. This is, you know, restriction on the rights of a person to disagree with another country, which I feel we have the right to disagree with our country and another country, and no one should be able to take that away. Ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Fucking, I disagree with a lot that Israel does. I think if we took a step back from what Israel represents past what they're truly doing, it would be an eye-opener, and people might feel the same as us. You know, this idea that fucking Israel is just enacting the thing, the processes that they learned from Nazi Germany. No wonder
trying to limit speech. They're trying to, you know, make an ethno state. They're trying to fucking put the people that are, you know, morally opposed to them in a walled off compound, you know, monitored 24/7 by guns and by cameras. You know, like it seems like the very same idea. It's just kind of happening all over again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And what do tech, you know, the tech industries play into this, you know, this whole idea of like social control and monitoring and feeding back the information so that we can control the outcome, you know? It feels like that's the coup d'etat that the elite have, is this nexus within of power within the tech industries. And Israel very much represents that. You know, they in a lot of ways, they capitalize on the whole internet security paradigm, which in some ways makes me think, like, are you guys the guys that are creating the day zero exploits that we then have to go to you for the mitigations for? Who knows? Who knows? Our girl Gabbard goes hard on fucking tech industries too. Believe it or not, I actually have a clip for this.
A clip?
I like this, Bob. This is fun. We got some shit going on, you know what I mean?
We've been talking about how the candidates went after Joe Biden tonight. Let me show you a little bit about what we were talking about.
Will not be taken to task by Senator Biden or Senator Bennett's plan.
What he's saying is absolutely inaccurate.
I don't know what math you do in New York.
One of us has learned the lessons of the past, and one of us hasn't.
If you cross the border illegally, it's a crime.
I didn't hear your response when the issue
came you hear that?
Deportations. You need to be able to answer the tough questions.
I keep my recommendation in private.
What Vice President helped author in 94 was a mistake.
Okay, and as is always unpredictable on live television and nights like this in the spin room following the debate, we now have Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard with us. Welcome. Great to have you with Fox News at Night again. Okay, so I got to tell you that the Google search tonight showing that you are, once again, one of the most searched, if not one of the biggest names searched tonight. I know that you had some problems that you are contesting. Google did not treat you fairly after the last debate.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Look, in the first debate, I was on the first night, and I was the most searched candidate of that event. Unfortunately, Google chose to arbitrarily block our Google Ads account for several hours at the time that was most critical for our campaign. I'm suing Google for taking that action. They've provided no valid explanation for why that was done. There was no wrongdoing or problem on our part. Not because of me, but because of this monopoly, this power that these big tech monopolies have to simply shut out people arbitrarily. This is a threat to our freedom of speech, and it's an important thing for us all to stand united in calling out and to protect, because whether you're a Democrat or Republican or on the left or on the right, for a big tech
dude, Tulsi, she hits it. Hits it hard.
This affects all of us.
How often do you hear a Democrat talk about freedom of speech?
Who say that there are other social media outlets, including Google, who don't treat them fairly? It sounds like you're making the same assertion.
I am,
and I think one of the problems is that we're seeing is that people seem to feel like this is a left-right issue rather than seeing it for what it is, which is a free speech issue. And
this is why Tulsi is awesome,
that you have these big tech monopolies like Google and Facebook that
and she's not
have the
necessarily
power
moderate either,
their algorithms and the things that they choose to do or the people they choose to shut out to influence
Democrat
our fair elections.
Yes.
This is what's at the heart of the action that I'm taking, and I'm taking it on behalf of the American people.
And we know it's something that both sides are worried about, so we continue. We cover that a lot. We'll continue to track that. I know you don't have much time. We don't either, so I want to make sure we get to a couple important things. You said tonight, and you didn't. It sounded like you didn't get to finish your answer, but you made an accusation tonight that this president, President Trump, is in some way supporting al-Qaeda. Now, is that in connection with a partnership with Saudi Arabia?
Our current president is trying to put on a show.
Both.
Tulsi Gabbard's going back to base level, looking out what the people need and want, and giving it back to us.
Directly to al-Qaeda, what to speak of the fact that Saudi Arabia continues to be the propagator of this Wahhabi Salafist ideology that provides the fertile recruiting grounds
I think especially
for terrorist groups like al-Qaeda and ISIS. This ideology is what drives
them,
and
it's also connected
to what's happening in Syria.
And she reminds us in such a great way that it's not beautiful, and it's something that we should maybe not make money off.
Because across party lines, there have been a lot of discussions and a lot of talk about the fact that Saudi Arabia is a very important partner in that region when it comes to fighting terrorism.
Well, when you look at where that partnership has gotten us, once again, how can you say Saudi Arabia is a great partner in fighting terrorism when they are fueling and funding terrorist groups in Yemen? They're providing arms and support to al-Qaeda in Yemen to fight against their opponent in the Houthis. They are strengthening al-Qaeda. Let's see where our partnership with Saudi Arabia has gotten us, in waging a genocidal war in Yemen that has taken the lives of tens of thousands of people and causing millions more to suffer.
And who's in a nuclear deal with fucking Saudi Arabia?
Pushing for a war with Iran, a war that would be far more devastating, far more costly than anything we experienced in the war in Iraq. There is so much at stake here, and this is the kind of sea change in foreign policy that I'll bring as president.
Well, and we could go to those discussions about Syria and the competing interests there, and you have discussed that endlessly, but again, a lot of competing interests and tough things for the U.S. to navigate, regardless of who is president. We know that you speak with the experience of a combat veteran, which gives you a unique perspective. So thank you for popping
in.
And we'll see if we see you again in September
I look forward to
for the next round.
I hope to see you before then.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, I really hope we see Tulsi Gabbard in September for the next round. I really do. I hope that the American people can see how genuine she is and how she's speaking to kind of a classical liberal sense and going back to the ideas of freedoms and peace and, you know, this place, living in a world where being a citizen of the United States doesn't make you suspect to a crime at all times, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking up how much to buy a Tulsi shirt, you know, just so I can. I want to get one, just wear that shit, just fucking annoy everybody.
Yeah,
dude. You can buy a Tulsi 2020 starter pack right now, $35. You get a shirt, you get a bumper sticker, you get other annoying stickers, and you can fucking get some conservative tears today.
You too can support iSlut.
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing about her name too. iSlut fucking truly wants to legalize prostitution at a federal level.
And I hope that she's selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you bang Tulsi Gabbard?
Hey, no comment, you know, until her husband's dead. Then yeah.
And then the answer's yeah.
And
she's married?
She has these little slogans that says service above self. Service.
Wait, service.
Above
so,
like, she's going to service me more than herself, and that's amazing.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Really, I'm really impressed with this. iSlut, you got my vote.
Yeah, right? That's like when a girl's, like, fingering herself while giving you a blowjob. Service before self.
Service
above self. Yeah, I dig it. Yeah. So, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, that's my chick. iSlut 2020. It's not going to happen, though. I think we're going to get a Trump 2020. And I think part of it is this fucking whole... do you got time? Do you got time to go through this? Because I got this Mueller clip, but it's 18 minutes.
Good God, no way. I don't got that kind of time. Fuck that. Mueller's boring as shit. It's
the most boring yeah, exactly. That's why...
ever created fucking old-ass, haggard, slow, fucking retire and shouldn't investigate shit, old man motherfucker. God damn it. God damn it, I'm mad at Mueller. He's so boring. So boring.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy hearing his testimony. It was almost like he didn't write the report.
Yeah,
you know, it's like...
Correct. That was correct. I refer to the report.
I think it was under President Bush. Oh, it was under Reagan? That was my mistake. Is this 1963?
Yeah, so that means, I mean, Mueller knew that Reagan called black people monkeys and never said that. And now those tapes came out. So Mueller is a piece of shit. And he probably called black people monkeys, too. He's a racist-ass old man.
weren't you telling me also Comey is an asshole?
Oh, yeah, Comey's an asshole. Fucking these documents, ACLJ, the kind of ACLU, but about law and justice reform. Got this Freedom of Information request. From shows the FBI and Comey, hid laptops from the Hillary Clinton investigation. They had two laptops from Hillary Clinton's aides that had all the emails from the hidden server in the Colorado bathroom, and they destroyed these. And they also, found legal ways to go around so they wouldn't have to take it in as property, and so they wouldn't be, privy to a Freedom of Information Act request. So they said they never had one of the word I'm looking for here. Good God, they never had custody of it.
They did have custody of it. They just destroyed it.
Yeah, they physically had it. They just said they never took custody of it. Like, it's weird legal jargon bullshit. But they pretty much covered up for Hillary, and under orders from fucking Obama and Comey working together, and even the Attorney General, participating in these kind of cover-ups. And her using one of the aliases on those emails on that server. So, I mean, like, it's very weird. There's a lot of things that went on with Hillary Clinton, that thing, that went under the rug. It's very possible that Republicans are right, she should be in prison. And further than that, Trump refused to look into this. And these documents were available, and he didn't mention anything at all. He just made all these empty, weird threats about Hillary should be in prison, Hillary should be in prison. And never provided us with the evidence that now, that people are getting through legal means. And
don't you think part of that is the, like, in the nature of how he was even elected? It's based on these like empty conservative talking points and platitudes of like, you know, lock her up and shit like that. You know what I mean? Or Hillary for prison. And then, you know, all of like the kind of like circus show, like distract you from what's really going on, but really sway your opinion about a specific party or party member.
Yeah, the mudslinging, the negative politics, the stuff that we used to look down upon, and we'd look at like old stuff from the 1930s and stuff and be like, oh my God, people had no manners. And, you know, like it was just rude the way they fucking talked about each other. And, you know, like we tried to become better people and become more professional, and we threw that out the fucking window. And we put up the worst two fucking candidates in our country. This fucking evil devil woman who murders everyone in her way. Or this fucking, you know, no back-haired, bald fucking, you know, sex-crazed fucking Adderall-snorting fucking asshole. You know, you're fired. You're fired. I built condos in New York. Like, fuck you, dude. Like,
Are we sure about the Adderall-snorting?
I mean, I don't know. No one knows for sure, but... someone said it, so I'll repeat it. Fuck it.
That's interesting, though. I've heard multiple people talk about that Trump snorts Adderall, which is interesting because what people say about him, especially on the right side of things, is that he never has taken any drugs or he doesn't drink, you know? Yeah. But the hardest drug that you could possibly do is meth, and Adderall is essentially legal meth.
Yeah, and who knows? I mean, who knows what's going on there? But he's definitely his weird mood, his choices in life. Like, he's not really a moral, upstanding man. He usually doesn't stand by his word. I mean, you don't get 3 divorces, you know, by standing by what you fucking have said before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, totally. And again, going back to Tulsi Gabbard, what a change and pace that would be. Going from a central lying derelict, and the lying assholes and derelicts that came before him, to someone who would, you know, who genuinely enlisted to protect America, who continuously serves for our country, and who wants to point our country in a different direction than it's gone in a while, that seems to call back to more of that Make America Great Again kind of Americana of like focusing on what's going on in the United States, healing ourselves, and then working on, you know, the outer reaches of international politics later on. Like, yeah. That's where it's at.
And a woman president who didn't watch Monica Lewinsky suck Bill Clinton's dick.
She didn't?
I mean...
Oh, right, because Hillary did?
Yeah, and didn't do anything.
Do you think Hillary watched?
I mean, might as well have. Might as well. She knew she was there, happened for a while. She could have just snuck in, you know, peeked in and like, damn, she's gargling that shit.
Yeah, right? Isn't it rumored that Hillary Clinton has female lovers?
Yeah, it's been rumored that too. She likes the vagina. She got the dyke haircut, and she probably owns a Subaru. So, you know, check.
Yeah, Lesbaru?
If she played softball in college, you know, that's fucking for sure.
See, I've always been a privy to, like, the softball chicks, though, man. Especially the catchers, because they got them big booties. Oh, my God. Hell yeah. Give me a softball catcher girl any day.
Fucking balls like it was a labia.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, fuck yeah. My asshole is, like, twitching just thinking about it. Fucking, we need to talk about a little bit of crypto news, and then we could call it a night. Literally Bitcoin currently is sitting at like $9,700, close to 10 grand. It's been fluctuating between, right? It's been fluctuating between, you know, 9,500 to 10,300, since it hit 13,000 2 weeks ago. So, right now I think we're seeing, we're going to see another like 4 to 6 month lull of it staying between 9 and 10, much like how we saw it between 7 and 8 the past, you know, within the past 6 months. Analysts say that we're gonna hit 4 to 6,000 before we see our next boom. So yeah, keep hodling that coin, and I'd say a good time to buy is when we're hitting around 6 grand. That's probably when I'll buy again. If we don't, just keep hodling on to what you got. 9 grand might be to where it's at. And if you see that shit starting to press up again, fucking, you might want to sell just before it goes back down. And remember, you can do what the rich do. You can do what the rich do too. You might not be experiencing as much as others do. You might not be getting as much out of it as others do, but any little bit helps. That kind of incremental gain could be a problem for you. But this is just an opinion. Don't take this as actual advice. I'd hate for you to lose your shit. And you're always playing a risky game when you're fucking around with your money. So be careful. Have fun out there and realize that, you know, if you take risks, you're going to make money. Jamie hitting us up in the Discord talking about Ethereum is looking pretty good. That's cool. Yeah, Ethereum's hit like, what, $213 per coin right now. Bitcoin's almost hitting 10 grand at 9993. That's pretty awesome. Litecoin almost back up to $100 per coin. And Bitcoin Cash hitting 323.63% low currently. Got to stock up on them crypto kitties. I believe that's Ethereum. That's also from Jamie in the Discord. But yeah. Fucking, that's what's up. Fucking save that shit. The government, fuck the government trying to fucking make this shit illegal. I doubt that they could ever do that, but, you know, the feds are pretty pissed off about crypto right now. So, you know, keep your eyes open to what might happen in the future. We're over the horizon. We might see some more taxation that we've seen in the past and more federal snooping into accounts. So if you have something that's off-chain, maybe keep it that way. And if you have a Coinbase account, well, you might want to start keeping very strict records of what you're doing and all your transactions, because you may have to pay taxes on that sometime soon. It's kind of looking like it. Yeah. Am I missing anything, Bobs?
Shit. A lot, probably.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How much you missing? A lot. Fucking, we are verbose.xyz. Rocking and rolling in the free world. As usual, we're here to spread the verbosity of the world, to enlighten all of you to what's going on within our general sphere here in the United States, and to also gain your perspective internationally. Definitely hit us up any motherfucking time. We're here every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Time. We would love to field any of your questions, concerns, thoughts, and complaints. Hit us up on all of our mini platforms. If you haven't subscribed to us, please consider doing so. Do so on any of our platforms, whether it be DLive, BitChute, DTube, YouTube, Twitch, wherever it is, just check us out. And if you don't like any of these platforms, fuck it. You can also check our show, uploaded directly after we fucking put it out live on verbose.xyz. / MP3. That's our whole archive there. If you've checked us out before, thanks for sticking around. Super appreciate you guys hitting us up. Love y'all. And again, don't be shy. Involve yourself in the conversation. That's why we're here. Again, I am Miles Lowroad, coupled with my man Crafter. We're here delivering not only facts but falsities as well, opinions, and just trying to get your perspective. Just remember that straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt, and the gay is real. We'll be seeing all you motherfuckers next time. And by the way, shout out to my man Alex Jones. Shout out to John McAfee, John McAfee 2020. And fuck you, Craig Wright. Eat a dick, bitch. We will see you next week. Peace, y'all. No dick and they thinkin' we going together. I'm overseas on a trip, not how to internet, nigga. Just let them be hoes together. I'm a big speaker, you know I'm the reverend. Preach to the streets and we got it for cheap. All this ice in my teeth and I go on the bells. I'm fading facts. 8-quarter tickets, I spent on my ditch. Every time I redeem it, 2 million, it rings. I done fell off and I ran it back up in a matter of months. Now I'm cooling with facts. You ask me for money, act like I don't got it. And they post a picture of me when I'm shopping, controlling big money. I got it in my pocket, I stand on your shit, you pretend I don't got it. If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch, and I'm pulling on. Tracks. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm stating facts, 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 facts. Ooh. These niggas be watching, these women be plotting. I'm stating facts. Ooh. Everybody fake nowadays, these niggas be rats. Ooh. I see you in public, you know I'm what up. I ain't giving you down. Ooh. I'm stating facts, 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 facts. Fly, drop, see a hater, side step. Bitch, camouflage, dress, see a
your idol.